from WILL's Illinois Newsroom. This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Friday, August 6th. Coming up, we'll learn about a new cooperative that's trying to help produce growers in Illinois scale up their operations. We'll learn more about the farm-fed co-op in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Educators are reacting to the state's mask mandate for schools. Peter Medlin reports.
On Wednesday, the governor announced a mask mandate for both students and teachers, regardless of vaccination status. The order is effective immediately and applies to both public and private K-12 schools. Illinois' largest teachers organization, the Illinois Education Association, supports the decision. Kathy Griffin is the group's president.
We want to be back in school with our students. We so missed working with them in person. And by having a mask mandate, it means that we have a more likely chance of staying open, working through this pandemic.
She also encouraged people to get vaccinated if they're eligible. Athletes and coaches participating in indoor sports must also wear masks. I'm Peter Medlin.
New bills signed into law by Governor J.B. Pritzker yesterday will help provide feminine hygiene products to poor women, as well as order public colleges and universities to offer the items in campus restrooms in Illinois. The governor has signed off on requiring homeless shelters provide tampons and sanitary pads for women they serve, as long as funding is available. Another measure orders the State Department of Human Services to seek a waiver to allow federal nutritional programs to pay for feminine hygiene products and diapers. East St. Louis Democratic Representative Latoya Greenwood was a sponsor.
The pieces of legislation signed today by Governor Pritzker are about human dignity. Meeting the hygiene needs of women and girls is a fundamental issue of human rights, dignity, and public health.
Currently, programs like SNAP don't cover feminine hygiene supplies or diapers. Fighting Illini football and basketball fans will hear a new fight song joining the traditional music during the upcoming season. As Illinois Newsroom's Reginald Hardwick reports, the Illini will be marching to a hip-hop beat.
It's called the Illini Anthem. Smartest student body and we strive for diversity. The song was composed by U of I music professor and producer Lamont Holden. Champaign rapper Jarrell Young, who is pursuing a master's degree in social work, voiced the lyrics. Young says this is much more than another fight song.
I see this breaking barriers, knocking down doors, and giving other individuals from different diverse backgrounds access, you know, to the university. And just with what's going on in the Champaign-Urbana community right now with a lot of the violence and stuff like that, we need to shine some type of light on Champaign-Urbana.
Illini Anthem will be played at freshman orientation and at the Illini football season opener against Nebraska. Reginald Hardwick, Illinois Newsroom.
Public health officials reported 86 new COVID-19 cases in Champaign County yesterday, the most since April 14th. The number of active cases now sits at more than 500. That's the highest total since late February. 19 Champaign County residents are currently hospitalized with the virus. The death toll in the county remains at 160. The University of Illinois reported 7 new cases of COVID-19 out of nearly 900 tests conducted on Wednesday. Still to come, most produce farmers in Illinois run relatively small operations. We'll learn about a new cooperative that's looking to help them scale up to meet demand. That story from Illinois Newsroom's Dana Cronin is next on 217 Today. IllinoisNewsroom.org is your source for news about education, the environment, health, politics, and more from WILL. Now you can receive our stories directly in your inbox. Sign up for our weekly newsletter at IllinoisNewsroom.org for stories you can't find anywhere else in central Illinois. Another service from WILL, your source for quality, trusted journalism. This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. Illinois agriculture is mostly known for its two staple cash crops, corn and soybeans. But there are many produce growers here, too, selling their fruits and vegetables at farmers markets and to local restaurants. Those small farms are having a hard time scaling up due to a lack of processing facilities or places that can prepare food to be sold in bulk. A new farmer-led cooperative is hoping to change that. Illinois Newsroom's agriculture reporter Dana Cronin spoke to Jeff Hake, a central Illinois farmer who's helping to spearhead the Farm Fed Co-op.
Over the past 10 years, there has been a growth in the number of small farms that are growing fresh produce and, you know, direct-to-consumer products and things like that in Central Illinois, the ones you see at farmers markets and you see showing up more and more at grocery stores and things. The trouble that they have is that there's a cap on their growth, at which it's harder for them to reach larger markets without making really huge investments. And usually tapping into that kind of investment capital is just not really feasible. And it just is out of reach for most of those farmers. So there's a cap on growth for them. At the same time, there are a lot of buyers in our area who would love to have access to really healthy, nutritious local produce. But because of economies of scale, because of pricing, because of regulatory restrictions, they cannot effectively buy produce from local farms. So even though that food is close by, they have to buy food from much farther away, and it might be lower quality. Our hope is that the cooperative that we're proposing and the facility that it would operate would help fill that gap.
So what exactly is the Farm Fed Cooperative, and how exactly will it address that problem?
Yeah, the facility that the cooperative would operate is in itself not a novel idea. What we're proposing is a facility that could buy in fresh produce from local farmers on a quite large scale. So we're talking about many hundreds or thousands of pounds of fresh produce at a time, get it processed all at once, freeze it, and then make it available in larger quantities to institutional buyers in our area or larger retailers like grocery stores in Central Illinois. That kind of infrastructure, that kind of processing facility, things like it once existed in Central Illinois, but they left a long time ago, decades ago. And now we have a resurgence in our local food economy and our local food system. And it's time for the need to be met for the kind of processing that we're trying to create with this facility.
I think a lot of people, upon hearing about this project, might be surprised that this doesn't already exist, right?
It seems like such an obvious thing. And there have been attempts at this kind of thing in Central Illinois before. But more than that, the amount of times you hear about this need existing here, it's constant knowing that there's a need for this. And yet it's for a whole variety of reasons having to do with policy and economics for decades. These things have struggled to exist here or have left at some point. And yeah, it might be surprising for people to learn that, you know, this is one of the richest agricultural regions in the entire world. And yet we're not really focused at all on growing fresh food. And that's something that seems like a huge oversight and a huge opportunity because it's missing here currently.
That's Illinois Newsroom's Dana Cronin speaking to Central Illinois farmer Jeff Hake. He's part of the newly formed Farm Fed Co-op. The co-op is currently in the fundraising phase. More information can be found on their Facebook page. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we have a chance for a shower or a thunderstorm with partly cloudy skies today and a high of 83 degrees. That's all for today. 217 Today is produced by Carolina Garibay. Reporting today contributed by Peter Medlin, Maureen McKinney, Reginald Hardwick, and Dana Cronin. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again on Monday. Have a good weekend.